thought whether I was going to sing or not. But I'm going to be positive. Let's be positive, man. Back in time. McMonagle here with you on a baseball reaction Friday, 2 o'clock in the morning. Got you till 5 o'clock in the morning when the warm-up show comes your way. 888-808-1019. Manny on the other side. Who's this idiot who continues to say playoff baseball is fun? I don't know who it is, but he's a moron. Because last night was not fun. Last night was a disaster. Last night sucks. And for both of these teams, the Mets clearly in a different situation, on the brink and being dominated. Just flat out, Mets fans. You can complain about the lineup. You can complain about Mendoza. We can complain about anything you'd like. You can complain about any individual player you like, any individual situation you like, not coming through with runners, not coming through with the bases loaded, nobody out, which is clearly that's the formula of these games, right? This is how these games have gone for the New York Mets. They can't hold down this offense for long, and their offense, despite being heroic up until this series, have had opportunity after opportunity. They have, the third inning bases loaded, one out can't come through. Sixth inning bases loaded, nobody out can't come through. The top of this lineup for the Dodgers is absolutely killing you as Ohtani leads the game off. Betts, you can't get him out. Max Muncy has now reached base, 11 consecutive times? And for two consecutive nights, the Mets have got their ass kicked. Plain and simple. Watching this game, it's just a matter of fact. The Dodgers are better. The Dodgers are better in every single way. The starting pitching has been better. The bullpen has clearly been better. And the offense has been light years better. And their superstars and their big players, and even Edmonds and different guys, just absolutely through top and bottom, the Mets have been dominated over the last two games. And dominated in game one. You are talking about a grand slam from Vientos away from getting your ass kicked for four straight days. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Now, that doesn't mean they'll get their ass kicked tomorrow, and it doesn't mean that they're done, and it doesn't mean they can't bounce back like they have at every opportunity this year. But what it means is, as all the talk about heading into this season on the level of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'd be the first to tell you I was part of that talk. I believe this was a fairly good matchup for the New York Mets. I believe the Dodger lineup wasn't as deep as some would have thought. I knew it was top-heavy, and even with Freddie Freeman not in this game, just absolute domination. And that's a bitter pill to swallow in many ways, to watch a team that's just getting thoroughly beat. And there's nothing you can do. And you watch this team continue to have opportunities. The story of this game is, and the story of both of these games that have gone in similar fashion, really, is that the Mets have had opportunities and they don't come through. And eventually, this Dodger lineup is going to pound you. They're going to have the big home run, whether it's Ohtani's three-run home run in Game 3 and the leadoff home run in Game 4, Mookie Betts with the two-run home run in Game 4, Kiki Hernandez with the two-run home run in Game 3. Like, eventually, they're going to come through because you can't hold this team down forever, and you've done nothing to make the Dodgers afraid, nothing to put a scare into this team, nothing then other than eventually we're going to kick their ass. That is what happened the last two games at Citi Field. Plain and simple. The Yankees have had a much different loss last night. The Yankees had a loss of a gut punch variety where they had an opportunity in a series that they've been the team that's been better. They've been the team that up until this point, the series is over. It's a cakewalk. It's the easiest path to a championship or a World Series we've ever seen before. And the New York Yankees, it was just a fait accompli. They were going to sweep this series. Cleveland was making it so boring. I was turning off the game and all the other crap I've been hearing over the last couple of days. And the New York Yankees had an opportunity to end this series, which a 3-0 series, I know you can tell me about 0-4. But a 3-0 lead would have officially, you know, for all intents and purposes, would have ended this series. And the Yankees were one strike away from doing so. And let me tell you why specifically I'm upset about this loss. And obviously there's the obvious reason why I'm upset about this loss. But I'm listening to Keith, and I feel many of the same ways that Keith does and some of the callers do, where there is still a lot of positive here. They're up 2-1, right? The pitching matchup, although we haven't seen Luis Gil since late September, Gavin Williams isn't very good, and he hasn't pitched since September. The Yankees still have the same advantages they had at 2-0, the same advantages they had heading into the series. Their pitching, starting pitching-wise, is in a much, much, much better place. The New York Yankees have a far superior lineup top to bottom. And moving forward, up 2-1, I still have a good feeling of only needing to split the next 2 games in Cleveland and then needing to split the final 2 games at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are still in the driver's seat of this series, and I feel that way, and that's the truth. But here's the problem I have with what happened last night. Two specific reasons why, as much as I love the fight back, right? And this team looked lifeless for the first time. For the first time, the lifeless term that gets thrown around a lot with any team that doesn't score runs, for the first time it felt like it might have applied to this team, as Boyd, after the second inning, just started rattling off out, after out. And a pitcher who's having a very good year, a left-handed starter who the Yankees have struggled against, absolutely shut this lineup down after they scored a run, after the boneheaded play on the base path. And we'll get to all the different things at 888-808-1019. Decisions to change the lineup, for the Mets. But the decisions to change the lineup, who to bring in, all the different particulars of this game. But they get shut down after Trevino comes through with the base hit that has the absolute, of all the base-running blunders, this one bothers me the most, without question, with first and third top of the order coming up and an opportunity to have a crooked number in the first inning just given away by Trevino. But here's the issue I have with this loss and what it means for the rest of the series. One, it ruins the moment that the New York Yankees had. I know it's still, you can still say, well, hey, Judge came through finally in the biggest clutch home run ever. In the moment we were going to be basking in for the next couple of days until they finally do clinch and head to the World Series, we were going to bask in that home run. We were going to enjoy. I was going to come out of the open playing the Judge home run and playing the Stanton home run and getting to Class A and having that clutch moment, getting off the deck, getting to this vaunted Cleveland Guardian bullpen that's the best in baseball and was the one advantage they had in this series. And they were about to take that from them, step on their throat, and take a 3-0 lead and ultimately end the series. So, yeah, the first off, that bothers me. But what really bothers me moving forward, and what people don't seem to realize on some level here, is losing the way they did. And not just going quietly into the night and getting beat by Class A and losing 3-1 or whatever the case may be, is that you had to throw pitchers. Like, there's a couple of things about this bullpen. One, when you get to Class A, you have to win that game. Because, yeah, I know he gave up a 3-run home run against Detroit. I know that. And I know he gave up 2 home runs in this game. And now you feel like, hey, he's not invincible. We've gotten to him. But when you get to the great closer, and he's still a great closer, like, this doesn't take that away. He's a great closer, and he's got an unbelievable cutter, and he's a great pitcher. When you get to him, and you beat him twice with 2 home runs, and you take the lead on him, you better freaking win that game, because I don't know how many times in this series that they'll be able to do that. I don't know if Judge and Stanton are the ones who come up in those opportunities. When you beat their closer, you better win the freaking game. Because now they feel like, well, how many times are you going to beat Class A? And not only that, the bullpen the Yankees had to use in this game, because now you had to go through Holmes. You had to go through Weaver. I don't know if Weaver or Holmes are available coming up in this game tonight with Luis Gil on the mound, who I don't know how long he can go because he hasn't pitched in, like, I don't know, 3 weeks. You got Hamilton who gets hurt in this game, and I don't know if they're going to want, like, to me, you have to IL him and bring another pitcher up here if you can't pitch him with the way the arms are, but that eliminates him from the World Series. I don't care about the World Series, because if you take a pitcher off the roster and IL him, you can't use him in the next round. So that would lose Hamilton for the next round if they're lucky enough to get to the World Series. But I don't even know if I can think about that. They don't have arms right now. Because clearly Weaver, who threw a bunch of pitches in this game, had to get that extra out in the eighth inning, and now has been beat and given up home runs on back-to-back nights, seems tired. I don't know if he's available in this game. Clay Holmes, who's been great, I am not going to get on Clay Holmes. You can if you'd like. He does give up the home run. The sinker stays up, and he gives up the home run to Fry. But he's pitched in every single game of this series. I don't know if he's available. I don't know how good he'll be able to pitch. I don't know how he'll be able to function. I don't know what his stuff's going to be like having thrown all of this. Now you're getting into a bullpen matchup because theoretically you're looking at Gavin Williams versus Luis Gil. These series, almost exclusively, including the Yankee series, gets to the bullpen. Going through and having to pitch all of these guys in these games and losing while throwing them makes me nervous about the bullpen, because you've lost Hamilton. I don't know whether they're going to be able to use these two guys in Holmes and Weaver, who've been their best two relievers. And if they are, how effective they'll be. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is when you have the opportunity they have, when you go and extend your back end of the bullpen guys, when you beat the other team's closer. Those are games you have to win. It's like extra inning games. When you put yourself in that position, which clearly, and Boone was 100% right, in this game, he wasn't going to do that. I got a bunch of people complaining, oh, here comes the punt decision from Aaron Boone to pitch, you know, Tim Mesa. Yeah. Yeah. You throw Tim Mesa in this game after Hamilton gets hurt. Of course, you can't go to your A relievers in the sixth inning down a run. For this exact reason, you have another game tonight and another game after that. But when you get off the deck, when you have that moment, when you do all of this to get back into this, when you go for the foot on the throat to take a 3-0 lead in a series, and you fail and you give up the home runs, now I don't know about the back end of this bullpen that has been the reason they have won. Yeah, they've scored enough runs despite not hitting in scoring position. Yeah, they've scored enough runs despite running into outs on the base paths. Yeah, they've done a good enough job, and they've come through with clutch hits. The thing about, you know, runners in scoring position and clutch hits, and that's what you need to win in the postseason, totally true. Totally true. You need to hit with runners in scoring position, and you need to have clutch hits if you want to win in the postseason. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to come every time. It only has to come enough to win the games. And the New York Yankees, including this loss, have come up with enough hits, enough clutch hits, enough hits with runners in scoring position to win the games. They're on the bottom of the ninth with two outs, nobody on, and with their closer on the mound. That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for. And while I'm not going to kill Weaver, he hung a changeup. They did a good job. And that's another thing. I heard two calls mention it. Please do not call me and tell me the Yankees should have walked Noel. You do not put the tying run on base in the bottom of the ninth in fear of a home run. You don't walk him and then have Jimenez drive one in the gap. Like, you don't do that. You do not put the winning run on base. Plus, the way they steal bases, a wild pitch. Now you've got guys on second and third, and all it takes is a single to beat you. You do not walk the tying run on base. You go out and you get Noel. But the biggest problem, And what I'm really frustrated about, although I am positive, I like their chances. They're the better team. They only need to win two more games here. They're in the driver's seat of this series. I don't think it devastates them. I don't think it's something they can't recover from. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to go out there and play lifeless baseball because they got beat in extra innings and they beat their closer. They got off the deck and beat Class A. I'm worried about the bullpen moving forward, because if you looked at this series and you looked at what they've done in the postseason, they've scored enough runs, yes. They came through in this game with massive home runs, yes. They've gotten enough from their starting pitching, yes. But they've been dominant in their bullpen. Dominant. And you had Canely throw for more than an inning in this game. You've got Hamilton hurt. You've got Weaver and Holmes now overextended, pitching more than they have at any point on back-to-back days like this over the course. Like, they've pitched in every one of these games. Tomorrow, there is a clear-cut way to win this game, and it's the same way we thought, well, later today, it's the same way they thought we'd have to win. Go out and take the advantage of having the starting pitching matchup. And although we haven't seen Luis Gil, he is better than Gavin Williams. This Yankee lineup has got to protect its bullpen, help out this young rookie on the mound after having not pitched for 3 weeks, go out there and pound the starting pitcher and score runs early. So I love the fight. I love getting back in this game. There is a benefit to getting to Class A and making him leery and making it and building the confidence in your lineup going against him that he's not invincible. There's a lot of positives. The negatives are when you beat the closer, you, especially the great closer, you better win the game. And now they had to overextend their back end of the bullpen, and I don't know what it's going to look like. Now, even if they lose this game today, I still feel confident in the series tied 2-2 in a three-game series now with two of those games being played at Yankee Stadium with Cole and Rodon on the mound compared to what they're going to throw at them. Yeah, I still feel good. But the fact of the matter is, the Mets got their ass kicked. The Yankees blew a game. Blew an opportunity to take a 3-0 lead. And it ruined what was Judge's moment. And it ruined another moment from Stanton. And we'll get into the particulars, the different decisions, Rizzo, his defense, Trevino, the stolen bases. But ultimately, I can flush the loss, right? It did ruin the moments. It makes you sick. I needed a quiet, dark space for 5 minutes. Yes. I'll get into my personal. My son was just devastated. It was the first real great moment we had, and then he didn't know how to handle the loss after he thought it was won. It almost, made me smile in many ways because my son's feeling passionate about it the same way I do in so many ways. But I can flush the loss. Going down 2-1 doesn't bother me. I didn't expect the sweep. I never did. It would have been nice. I thought they were going to get it when they were up 2 runs in the 9th inning. Because I think if they win that game last night, they win today. But I can flush the loss. I still like where they are in the standings, in the series. I still like a lot of the things I saw. The clutch nature and the at-bats against Class A. The never say die, what we're seeing from Gleyber Torres at the top of the lineup. What we're seeing from some of the bottom of the lineup. Verdugo and Volpe are having great at-bats. Great at-bats. Wells still stinks. Chisholm still stinks. It's not perfect, but I liked a lot of it. I still think they're the better team, and I still think they're set up to win these games moving forward. I can flush the loss. What scares me is one of the biggest strengths of this team, the bullpen. I don't know what they have later today. I don't know what's available to them. I don't know how effective they'll be. And if they get into these late situations, although he got beat, Class A hasn't thrown that much. And they'll be in a dire situation. They're going to throw Smith. They're going to throw Gattis. They're going to throw Herron. Now, the Yankees have got to Gattis, certainly. And they've gotten to Class A. But those guys haven't pitched as much as the back end of this Yankee bullpen has. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is when you get into those situations and you lose, I don't know how this bullpen recovers, and I don't know who they're going to throw. You might see two innings out of Luis. You might see two innings out of Tim Hill. You might see multiple innings out, you know, from they might have to call up Leiter and throw him in this game. Like, that's where they are right now. That's my only fear. I'm still confident they're the better team. I still expect them to win this series. But what bothers me about the loss is we had an opportunity, obviously, throwing away those moments from Judge, the confidence it builds inside a team that you had dead, all of that, the obvious stuff. But moving forward, just for this game here, I just don't know where the bullpen is now. And even if they lose the game, I still feel confident, but I don't want to get back to 2-2. I don't want to feel like this series is even. I want to go out and win. And so it's imperative that this Yankee lineup goes out there and pounds the starting pitcher, takes a lead, and make it look like games 1 and 2 and not game 3. And for the Mets, it's really quite simple. One, Peterson's going to start, which is obviously the right thing to do and probably what should have been done this entire postseason. And he's got to go out there and hold down this lineup, but they're going to have to completely flip the script because the script of this series is Dodgers better. I mean, we could talk about a lot of different things you want to call up. We can. All the different situations, the inability to come through with the bases loaded, you know, not playing Winker when he gave you the at-bat that you thought for a second he might have hit one out. Like, a lot of decision-making, their bullpen and where the state of their bullpen is with really no faith anymore in Buto or Maton. But these games aren't hard to dissect. The Dodgers have kicked the crap out of the Mets the last two nights. They have looked like the far better team that is doing what far better teams do to far lesser teams. And it's up to the Mets to change that. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk some baseball. I suppose we'll get to the football at some point. I don't have Fliegelman here with me. I don't have everyone abandons me. I thank you. Thank you, Manny. You're here with me. But all my football, I don't know. I don't know. So freaking annoyed. 888-808-1019. Let's take your phone calls, get you all the way to 5 o'clock. McMonagle here with you in the overnights, right here on The Fan. All right, 2:30, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Just a frustrating loss, but again, I am positive. I had to yell about things, though. And I am concerned about the bullpen moving forward just because I don't know. Like, they might have a day off tomorrow. Like, that might be how the Yankees treat this. If they're close in the late innings, Cousins might be the closer tomorrow. Like, I really don't know. And they really haven't pitched him. And I don't think they don't want to put him up against left-handed pitching right now. But I don't know. There's a chance Weaver doesn't pitch. There's a chance Holmes doesn't pitch. And, you know, they did it to themselves, really. They're the reasons that they won't pitch. But just a frustrating loss. And it's really, I thought, first of all, a lot of the things that even hurt them, like the defense from Rizzo ends up not even hurting them, amazingly enough. I don't know what's up with him. But they end up getting that double play, which I thought for sure was the end of the game. I thought when he got that double play, that was it. But he hangs a changeup. He leaves a changeup up where clearly Noel was sitting changeup because he was all over it. And then Fry has a great at bat and takes a sinker that didn't sink and stayed up at 96 miles an hour and deposited it to the left field seats to win the game. Like, I still thought the Yankees got off the deck, and like, I'm still very positive about it. The only thing that scares me is the bullpen. That's it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jim in Hackettstown. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, C-Mac.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mets comment and Yankees comment.
Yeah.
So the Mets comment is real quick. 7-0, 8-0, and 10-2. obviously those are not good numbers.
No.
So if Betts wanted to have a chance, the starting pitcher has to go deep in the game and obviously not give up too many runs. But
they got to try and shut down this lineup. I mean, right now, Ohtani's back-to-back home runs. He hits a home run to start this game, which, you know, kind of, I mean, they did come right back with a Vientos home run, but it just set the tone a little bit that you were going to have trouble getting these guys out. Like, that was the tone. Like, and clearly, Mookie Betts comes through, has a two-run home run. He got four hits in this game. You can't get out. Edmonds, you can't get out. He's 11 straight. Max Muncy's been on base 11 straight times. Like, they can't shut down this team, and they haven't been able to come through with their opportunities, and they've had several. They've gotten some traction. They've gotten some guys on. They just can't bring anybody home.
Well, I think my point is that they want to keep the score to a 3-1 game, 4-2 game. That's the only way they're going to win. They're not going to outslug them.
I don't know if I agree with you. Like, I think they might have to outslug them. The Dodger pitching isn't that good. Well, they haven't kept them down to two or three runs either. Like, they haven't done right, what you're proposing either. Like, you know, they're gonna. I think it's more likely the offense has had opportunities. It is more likely to me that they win a slugfest than they control this Dodger lineup that's going good right now. I think it's more likely that they score a bunch of runs and keep up with the Dodgers. Because they had, if they come through with a couple hits here, they do score 6, 7, 8 runs in this game. So they had the bases loaded, one out, bases loaded, nobody out. I mean, they got one double up the alley, and this is a 7-5 game.
We can't go by ifs. I mean, listen, if Weaver didn't give up a home run, but we're
talking ifs because we can't speak to what will happen tomorrow. We're talking about today's game. It hasn't happened yet, so we can't speak in definitives. You're saying the only way they can win is if they keep the score low, and I'm saying I don't agree. I think the only way to win is if they score a lot of runs.
Well, I don't expect them to go, you know, if they haven't scored a lot of runs, in three games, then I don't know how you would expect them to score a lot of runs.
Well, okay. If they haven't stopped the Dodgers from scoring a lot of runs in three games, what makes you think you can stop them from scoring a lot of runs? I mean, we're having the same conversation here.
The difference is, between your point of view and my point of view, is you're asking a lot of guys to do things to score a lot of runs, where I'm asking a pitcher to do one thing. You only need a pitcher to be great that day. Okay, let me get to my Yankee point real quick.
Yeah.
I thought the Yankees were a little lethargic, obviously, until Judge hit his home run.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also, you know, I would have loved to have seen Aaron Boone have Torres bunt when they were up by the two runs. There was one out. The left fielder was on third base. There was one out, and I can't recall what Torres did, but he popped up.
When?
Would have been the eighth inning, I believe.
The eighth inning when he hit a sacrifice fly?
The ninth inning. It was either the eighth inning.
Yeah, no,
or
the ninth inning when they added the run.
When they added the one run,
They added the one run because Gleyber Torres hit a sacrifice fly.
Right.
There's no bunting there. There's no bunting. Please. I mean, come on now. Here we go. They should have bunted. When should Gleyber Torres bunted? Second and third, one out? That's when he should have bunted? He hit a sacrifice fly. He had a great at bat. No. Boone should not have bunted him with a runner on third. The guy's been unbelievable. He's been putting the ball in play almost exclusively, and you want to have him squeeze bunt.
Gleyber Torres is known for his bunting.
He's really good at bunting too. I know a lot of bunting from Gleyber Torres. Yeah, he hits the sacrifice fly. You've got second and third. You got Volpe gets on with the walk, Verdugo gets the base hit, or the fielder's choice on the ground out. He overruns second base, another great base running, but it leads to a fluky bit of luck, and you get second and third, nobody out. Wells strikes out, And then Torres comes up in the ninth inning. How exactly do you want him to bunt? Come on, guys. I've heard a couple. They should have walked Noel, and they should have bunted Gleyber Torres second and third. All right. Wayne in Montauk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great show. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for making it.
First, I'd like to make a comment. I really like Stanton in the Cleveland spot, the way he's swinging the bat, giving Judge some protection. Two things. Number one, I think that Holmes made a – I don't understand. Why did he throw the ball at third base at that second out?
Yeah.
He had him out.
I thought so. I'm not sure how deep. The only thing, I want to get another look at it. I didn't bother to look at it after the home run. Jazz has been playing, he's playing so deep to try and make sure nothing gets past him there that I'm not sure if he would have been at third base to make the play. That's the only thing. Otherwise, I agree with you. Get that guy out at third base, eliminate the idea that a single beats you, and then you probably feel better about throwing your slider in the dirt to Fry and trying to get him out. So, yeah, if there was a play there, Clay Holmes played it safe, made sure he got the second out. I don't know if there was a play there because Jazz had been playing so deep that he might not have been there at third base. And let's be honest, even if he could have been there, if Jazz is like on the run, do you really want to take the chance of hitting Jazz on the run, Jazz making a tag? Like, it's not as simple as just, hey, I saw him. He was clearly halfway to third. You definitely could have got him. There's a lot of variables into that because if he doesn't get him out, now all it takes is a fly ball to beat you. So I understand. I thought the same thing when I saw it. But unless Jazz is standing right there ready for a throw, stationary, I think probably they made the right play.
Okay. And another thing that really, I mean, it could be concerning. It could be because of the cold. I really don't understand. What didn't make sense to me was, I don't know, nobody spoke about it. So Birdie had, I don't remember if it was the seventh inning. I don't know if there was a runner on base or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have Rizzo come and play the field, but
yes.
why wouldn't Rizzo pinch hit in that situation?
Yeah, I think that was against.
It was a righty pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Gattis. I don't know.
Yes.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing. I even tweeted out. I was like, Rizzo must be really sore and can't play in the game. I don't know what the numbers are there, and then you know, just trying to get a single. Rizzo hasn't played off the bench. I agree with you though. I'd have to look at the numbers on Gattis and whether or not he's got reverse splits. That's the only thing that didn't make sense to me, but I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, that was just my concern. Is Rizzo more hurt or was it the cold?
No, but then he comes out and plays defense in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Or the eighth inning.
That's what I mean. If you're going to bring him up to defense,
right?
You know, I think
why not pinch hit him against the righty? I completely agree with you. It's an interesting one. I tweeted out the same thing. I said, why... Rizzo must be hurt. But again, they had a two-run lead. I mean, all the manager can do is get a lead and hand it to his closer. That's it. All the other things we could talk about, they had a two-run lead with a closer who's been lights out. He didn't get it done. Mikey V in Westchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for the call.
You got
my name right, finally.
I know, I got Mickey. You this time. I know, let's call you Mickey, I know.
Yeah, you stole my thunder a little bit with the Yankees. It was kind of ironic. I actually, after Judge hit his home run, I got a Yankee and a Met point. After Judge hit the home run, I actually thought Stanton was going to go yard. But also, you stole my thunder about the bullpen. I don't know where the Yankees going to go with this. Granted, I still think you guys are going to win it, the series, but the bullpen's getting really taxed, just like, you know, the Mets and the Dodgers. It seems like every bullpen's getting taxed.
Yeah, everyone's going to the bullpen early. Even Matthew, I know they have a great bullpen with Cleveland, but Matthew Boyd had been unbelievable. He had gotten the last, he pitches five innings, he had gotten the last, if you include the last out of the second inning, 1, 4, 7 10 guys. He had retired 10 in a row, and they took him out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's going to their bullpen early, and that's the only negative of losing the game. And I hope I made that clear, and thank you for the call. the only issue I have losing the game the way they lost it, because there's a lot of positives in the way they lost it. They got off the deck. They hit the home runs. Judge has a moment he can, like, lean on that. He came through in the big spot when the pressure was on. We can start to put away this narrative that he's done nothing. That's an enormous home run. They get off the deck. They, you know, they get the big outs. Like, there's a lot of positive to it. The only negative of losing this way, as opposed to just going meekly in 3-1, is you've brought in relievers again. When you beat the closer and lose, it sucks, because Class A is really good. I know we're going to have some fun at his expense, or we were about to before they lost the game. He hasn't been great in this postseason. He gave up some runs to Detroit, a 3-run bomb that cost him a game. Now he's given up back-to-back home runs to the Yankees. But he's still an excellent pitcher. He had one of the great regular seasons of all time. I mean, he's a great reliever. How many times do you think you're going to get to him? So to get to him and lose upsets me. And then plus the added innings that you had to throw Holmes and Weaver. Now, theoretically, if you lose 3-1 and you don't get those hits against Class A, you don't have to throw those two guys. And I feel better about the position they're in heading into later today. That's the only thing. Dan in Massachusetts. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, hey, Mac. I could talk about the Dodgers all night. I watch every single Dodger game, every single Yankee game during the year. Mm-hmm. By the way, Muncy is up to, it was 12.
Announced 12 consecutive at bats?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
and by the way, that thing you mentioned about Cole, about throwing the ball to third, Chaz was actually even with the bag because of Kwan being up in case of a bunt. So when he caught the ball, he was standing right near the bag.
He should have went to third then. He should have went to third.
But anyway, I call about the Yankees. You know, I wasn't a talented enough guy to be a Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
But I have baseball sense that some of these guys are lacking with. I'll give you examples. Like this stuff with Birdie and Rizzo trying to backhand the ball when you can get in front of it, and they miss it, of course. You know, that's gotten to be something that a lot of these guys like to do now. Also, Luke Weaver, for crying out loud, you're up two runs. There's two outs. There's two strikes on the batter. You got him 0-2. So what does he have to do? He has to go try to make the guy swing at a pitch, pitch defensively, throw a ball that the guy chases instead of just firing the ball. All the guy could do is make it 5-4. I mean, it's idiotic, you know. And then the next guy comes up, the guy that comes up, the pinch hitter, he's coming off the bench. The guy is cold, all right. And instead of you got 1-0 on the guy. Okay, you're supposed to be throwing heat at this guy. Instead, he throws the changeup that hangs 88 miles per hour. Okay, that's the danger of changeups, Mac. Unless you throw a changeup and it's not over the plate. Okay.
No, but listen, a couple of things with what you said there. You're just upset he didn't challenge him earlier. He challenged him. It was 3-2, and that's when he challenged him with a fastball. I mean, theoretically, right, earlier in the at-bat, maybe he doesn't know a fastball's coming. And so, like, when you wait till 3-2, he knows a fastball's coming.
Exactly,
he's gonna get challenged.
Right.
I get
that's
that.
My point.
I get that. And but I don't think he was like crazy wild. He doesn't want to throw a perfect pitch with two strikes. I do understand your point. And then with Noel, like, I get it. He hung the pitch is the problem. I don't have a problem with the changeup because honestly, Noel is. You would think Noel's going to want to look fastball. You look at pinch hitters; they're not looking. They go up there looking for heat. He's 1-0. He's figuring this guy's geared up for a fastball to take me deep. Let me throw a changeup. He just hung it. I mean, I don't necessarily hate the changeup call. You just can't hang it.
But
you can't
leave
it over the middle.
That is the thing. That I can't believe these pitchers, Weaver. These guys get ahead of the count, 0-2, 1-2, and you know what? And that's with hot stuff. And then you know what? To get that final strike, they start going with the slow stuff. They'll throw the slow sweeper. They'll throw the spinning breaking ball. And you know what happens when they do that, Mac? It allows the batter to put the bat on the ball, and then the ball might find a hole somewhere.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Okay. What you're saying.
Okay.
Whatever they're doing, it's been working. They hadn't given up a run. Weaver has been unhittable for a month.
Sure, yes.
So, I mean, like, it's like, I understand what you're saying. He had a bad at bat there. But, like, all of a sudden, now you have a problem with the way Weaver's gone about business. He's been freaking unbelievable. Like, that's my only, like, you want to say, oh, they always do this, they always do that. You know what Weaver's always been doing for the last month? Getting people out. That's what he's been doing. Ray in Brooklyn, what's up, Ray?
C-Mac was good.
What's up, buddy?
Dylan, listen, I'm like you, man. I'm feeling fairly confident. I mean, I'm fully confident, 1,000% we're going to win the series. Now it's a matter of, you know, in how many games.
Yeah.
And you know, this takes obviously a lot of the weight away from, like, the big moment the judge has.
It takes away from that moment. That home run becomes the Andy Chavez catch. That home run becomes, you know, they didn't win the game. They win the game. So the home run is not, I mean, it's still, it's big for Judge. It's something hopefully he can build on. It does show that, hey, you can get to Class A. We can get to Class A. It's something they can build on. But ultimately, it's relatively meaningless now. That's how it feels at the moment.
Right.
And it makes today's game enormous as opposed to not that big a deal. Like that, the series would have been over had they won this game. Series over. Yeah, they're going to the
absolutely.
World Series.
But it's still, the home run is still big in terms of, like, the confidence that he has, his teammates has, and we have as a fan base with him in a big spot now. And hopefully, you know, we've been saying hopefully this gets him going, that gets him going. Now he's holding them back-to-back games. I think he's going to get going. And you were 1,000% right when you said that the game is going to be on the offense tomorrow.
Yep.
And I have confidence because Judge is getting going. He's being protected by Stanton. You know, Soto's getting his good swings in. Glaber's been great. So I think we'll be able to do it. As far as, like, Weaver, the only issue I have is that, I don't know, it's something with the changeup because Ramirez hit the home run off him on a changeup the day before.
Yep.
So maybe today, if you're going to get beat with your best stuff. But, like, I can't really say anything. The guy's been the best closer in the game. I'm just worried about, like, him and I'm not worried per se, C-Mac, about Weaver's confidence and bounce back ability. This is the first big adversity that he's facing as a closer.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the closer stuff is mental. I think he'll be okay. As far as, like, Holmes, he's been great. He's, you know, recently he's been having a great run pitching seventh inning.
I agree.
But I hope that this doesn't, like, get him back, you know, put in a spin cycle where now he's, you know, his confidence is hurt, and he reverts back.
Yeah, I'm really not worried about that, Ray. I'm not worried about either Clay Holmes or Weaver right now, as far as confidence and bouncing back. I'm just worried about whether or not their arms are, you know, can they go tomorrow or later today? I know it's the postseason. Everybody's on deck. I understand that. But, like, there's also just the effectiveness of pitching as much as they've pitched. Like, that's all. I don't really worry about them not being able to bounce back or losing confidence. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the idea that they're going to be exhausted and they're going to experience some arm fatigue and not be as, you know, his fastball be sitting at 94, 95 as opposed to 96, 97. Or that, you know, he'll be more likely to hang a changeup just because his arm is tired. Like, those are the kind of things, like, that's relievers. That's business. That's baseball. We've seen it in previous Yankee series. 2019 is a perfect example against the Astros. They had a great bullpen that year. They had a great bullpen. But they threw so much that by the end of that series, everyone on the Astros had seen everybody so much. Like, that's the other thing about the changeup, too. Now, I know Noel, I believe it was the first time he was seeing Weaver. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think it was the first time, so it's not like he's used to the changeup, but, I mean, now Ramirez has seen it a bunch. Like, the changeup looks less impressive if I've seen it three or four times in the last three or four days. Like, it's just, they're using them a lot. Joe in the Bronx, what's up, Joe?
Hey, C-Mac, great show as always, man.
Thank you.
C-Mac, you know, diehard Mets fan. I'll be honest with you. I know it doesn't look good right now, but I'm going to wait. We'll see. I never thought as a Met fan, and I know this goes back and forth. I know Yankee fans don't root for the Mets. And if there is one team that I want to see the Yankees beat, because Cleveland is out of their league. I believe the Yankees will go forward to the World Series, and if the Mets do succumb to this, I want the Yankees to destroy them. I think Dave Roberts is one of the most overrated managers in baseball. They managed a World Series win in that shortened COVID season.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to say. I'm rooting for the Yankees, man. I can't believe I'm saying it, but thanks for taking my call, C-Mac.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, I mean, look, Dave Roberts, I don't think he's a great manager. He's won a hell of a lot, though. And I know they've only managed to win one championship. It was during the 2020 season and the shortened season, and they've had failings in the postseason, no doubt. But he's won a lot. They've had great teams, but he's won a lot. And he's one win away from getting back to the World Series. And I hope they beat him too. And I still feel good about the Yankees. I do. It's just, you can't not be frustrated after that loss. It was a gut punch. And again, I had to literally, like, my son was beside himself. It was that, you know, it's a tough one. It was a tough one. I'll tell that story coming up. Let's get one more call before the top. Mike in Bayshore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, good. I just had a quick question. What do you think about tomorrow, about maybe putting Stroman in for a couple innings to give the bullpen a little bit of a rest, if we have a nice lead?
Well, yeah, absolutely. If they haven't, it depends on what you mean by nice lead. But he is the guy.
Couple runs.
Yeah, I mean, I more than a couple. It depends. If Stroman, it depends on, and thank you for the call. Stroman is there in case Luis Gil is not good. If Luis Gil, who hasn't pitched in forever, is just off and walks four batters in the first two innings, and it's, you know, 3-0 after two, all right, you go to Stroman in the third inning and hope he gets you to the, fifth or sixth. But if Luis Gil's good, right? Let's say Luis Gil's good, he gets to the fifth inning. Because that's really about all these pitchers are going these days. Say he gets to the fifth inning and the Yankees are up 3-1 in the fifth. I'm not going to Stroman in the fifth inning to protect a two-run lead. No way. I'm going to figure it out with my bullpen guys. If they're up 9, that's too much. If they're up 7-1 in the fifth inning, yes, I will go to Stroman. If they're up 5-1, I'd consider going to Stroman. If they're down 5-1, then I'll definitely go to Stroman. Like, there's no doubt there is a avenue for Stroman to pitch in this game later today. But it's not typical reliever stuff. It's not close game in the fifth inning or later. Nope, not doing it. They'll have to figure it out. Go to Hill for multiple innings. You still got Cousins who could probably pitch. I would think Canely could probably pitch for sure. Like, if you get to the fifth with a lead, I think you got to, with those three guys, Hill, Cousins, Canely, you got to figure out how to get those last four innings. 6, 7, 8, 9, those last four innings, you got to figure out how to get it with those three guys. I'm not going to Stroman in that spot. Nope. If Hill can't make it out of the third, that's where Stroman comes in. If they have a big lead to save these bullpen arms, that's when Stroman comes in. But I'm not a normal situation where they take him out after 4 2/3 like they took out Clark Schmidt, or they're in the fifth inning of a 1-2-run game. I'm not going to Stroman. I'm going to whatever bullpen I have available to me. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. We'll come back, continue to talk about these two baseball teams and these two baseball losses. We were so close. Everyone, we were already punching our tickets to the Subway Series. And I'm so tired of the Guardians are a cakewalk nonsense. And you could tell right away, the Yankee haters are so ridiculous, where it's a cakewalk, no problem, blah, blah. Then they fall behind 2-1 in the third inning. It's like, oh, told you those spunky Guardians. Why don't you all shut up? 888-808-1019. Quick break, come back after the update. Take your calls all the way to 5.